More than 90% of the $10.6 million budget for tourism marketing will come from casino revenues next year. And according to Tourism Department Secretary Jim Holprin, there's more where that came from.
Indian gaming is a growth industry in Wisconsin, particularly because the tribes are constantly and consistently making improvements to their gaming facilities and are attempting to add new facilities.
Those facilities include hotels and conference centers that attract both tourists and businesses. Oneida Tribal Vice Chairperson Kathy Hughes says the state's decision to plow casino revenues back into marketing the state's tourist attractions makes sense. She says it will benefit tourist industry statewide and generate more traffic to the casinos.
We have always encouraged the governor to focus on the use of gaming dollars in manners that will allow the revenues to come back to the counties where casinos are located.
But New Berlin State Senator Mary Lazick cites a 1996 study that calculates the social costs of gambling in Wisconsin at more than $300 million in lost wages, law enforcement, and social welfare costs. She says spending $9 million in gambling revenues to promote tourism doesn't make up for those costs.
Well, I don't see casino gaming as any benefit to the state in any way, shape, or form. Now, the proponents will say something different and have all of their arguments, but the bottom line, the hard numbers, there is not a social benefit.
Tribal leaders reject the findings of the study Lazick cites. They cite other studies that show casinos have a net positive economic impact on the state, including 35,000 jobs that tribal gaming has created and hundreds of millions of dollars in casino fees over the next 25 years. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.